Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today, we will be discussing Wyatt v. Stickney, which was decided in the United States District Court of Alabama in 1972. The question before the court was, are patients civilly committed for mental or intellectual disability entitled to minimally adequate standards for treatment by the Constitution? Facts. In October of 1970, a class action lawsuit was filed for patients involuntarily admitted to Bryce Hospital in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. One of those patients was Mr. Ricky Wyatt. In March 1971, the district court held that the patients had a constitutional right to, quote, receive such individual treatment as would give each of them a realistic opportunity to be cured or improve his or her mental condition, end quote. The court gave the hospital 6 months to raise their standards of care to the constitutionally required minimum. In August of 1971, intellectually disabled patients at Partlow State School and Hospital were also added to the lawsuit. The court described that, quote, put simply, conditions at Partlow are grossly substandard, end quote. The plaintiffs also asked the court to appoint an advisory committee to oversee the implementation of the judiciary guidelines and appoint a human rights committee to, quote, safeguard the personal rights and dignity of the residents, end quote. They also asked the court to grant relief to help defuse the financial strain that upgrading Alabama state facilities would cause. In September of 1971, the district court found that the treatment was deficient in three fundamental areas. One, it did not provide a humane psychological and physical environment. Two, it did not provide a qualified staff in a sufficient quantity to provide adequate treatment. And three, it did not provide individualized treatment plans. The court ordered a hearing where the parties and amici, including the United States, the American Psychological Association, and the American Civil Liberties Union, could submit proposed treatment standards. Of note, the American Psychiatric Association declined to file an amicus brief. Holding. In a February 1972 hearing, the court set the standard for minimum constitutional requirements for adequate treatment and noted that failure to comply could not be justified by insufficient funding. The standards were as follows. 1. Individualized treatment plans. 2. Humane psychological and physical environment. This includes A. the right to privacy and dignity. B. least restrictive conditions necessary. C. right to visitation, telephone communication, and unrestricted right to send sealed mail. D. right to be free from unnecessary and excessive medication. E. right to be free from physical restraint and isolation except emergencies. F. right not to be subjected to experimental research without informed consent. And G. right to suitable opportunity for interaction with members of the opposite sex. And finally on the list was number 3, which is qualified staff in numbers sufficient to administer adequate treatment. Reasoning. The court reasoned that depriving a citizen of their liberty for treatment, but then providing inadequate treatment violated due process of the 14th Amendment. The court discussed that, quote, the purpose of involuntary treatment is treatment and not mere custodial care or punishment. This is the only justification from a constitutional standpoint that allows civil commitments to mental institutions, end quote. In summary, Wyatt v. Stickney, which was decided in the United States District Court of Alabama in 1972, held that patients involuntarily held for treatments must be provided with minimal standards of treatment, which included humane psychological and physical environment, qualified staff in numbers sufficient to administer adequate treatment, and individualized treatment plans. Thank you so much.